What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi everyone, it's time for a new episode of News Bites. I'm Nancy Sun.
And I'm Hope Goh.
In today's stories, a pangolin pops by the store.
And the mystery of whale songs.
And in today's tasty tidbit, a bird, a TV show host, and a big election.
We'll tell you all about it at the end of the episode.
Top of Taiwan.
穿山甲逛台东超商 Pangolin strolls through convenience store.
Guess who stopped by a convenience store on World Pangolin Day? A real-life pangolin, 穿山甲.
That's right. The pangolin is a mammal, 哺乳类动物, that lives in Asia and parts of Africa. They have large scales, 鳞片, on most of their bodies. It's like armor, 盔甲, and helps protect them from predators. And pangolins are the only mammals that have these scales.
They also have long tongues that help them catch ants and termites, 白蚁. Usually, they live in forests, but recently,One of these armored animals strolled right into a convenience store.
That night, a worker at the store in Taitung County heard the doors open. And the worker said, Welcome! 欢迎光临! But no one came through the door.
Then he looked down, and he saw something small and dark. It was a pangolin.
The worker was shocked.He was worried the pangolin could get hurt, so he quickly called police.
店员仔细一看，竟发现刚进门的客人竟是保育类穿山甲，赶快打电话请求警察协助。
They put the pangolin safely in a box, and they took the pangolin to a wild animal hospital. Vets said the pangolin was healthy and could return to the forest.
This is a good reminder that wild animals are, well, wild. If you ever see one, don't chase or bother them. Just keep a safe distance, and they'll probably move away on their own.
动保人员说，如果遇上野生动物，以不打扰为原则，记得保持安全距离。
Protecting wild animals is a team effort.We can all do our part to keep these amazing animals safe.
Going global.
科学家解开鲸鱼歌唱之谜 Whale song mystery solved.
Deep beneath the ocean waves, a symphony unfolds.But this music doesn't come from instruments made of metal or wood. This music comes from the throats of giants. For whales, the ocean is their home, but it's also their concert hall. They fill the ocean with their haunting and beautiful songs. But how do these enormous animals make this amazing music?
Scientists have recently learned the secret behind their underwater melodies. They looked very closely at baleen whales, 须鲸. That includes blue whales and humpback whales.
These are whales that do not have teeth. They have plates on their mouths called baleen. They use these plates to catch tiny animals in the ocean.Baleen whale songs are also amazing. The blue whale makes the loudest, long sounds of any animal. In fact, their songs can be heard hundreds of kilometers away.
But for a long time, we didn't know how baleen whales made these amazing sounds underwater. Now scientists have learned that baleen whales have a special voice box.
科学家找到大型鲸鱼身上的语音盒，这个特殊的结构让它们可以在水里发出奇妙的声音。
It's big and U-shaped, and there's a big cushion of fat. This voice box lets the whales sing by recycling air. It also makes sure the whales don't breathe in water when they sing.
Scientists say this new discovery is super exciting, but they're also worried. They know these songs are a must for whale survival. It's the only way baleen whales can find each other to mate, Delpay, in the ocean.
But the whales often can't hear each other's songs because of the noise made by ships.
Our ocean noise makes it harder for whales to communicate over long distances. Just imagine trying to tell your friend something, but everyone around you is shouting.
The scientists hope their findings can help us learn more about whales and how to protect these endangered giants of the sea.
The recap.
So, in today's News Bites, recently a wild pangolin strolled right into a convenience store. The store worker quickly called police, and the pangolin was taken to an animal hospital. Vets said the pangolin was healthy and could return to the forest.
And scientists have now learned that baleen whales have a special voice box. This voice box lets the whales sing underwater. The scientists hope their findings can help us learn more about whales and how to protect these endangered giants of the sea.
Today's tasty tidbit is a real hoot. You ready?
Why does the flamingo lift up one leg?
Because if it lifted both legs, it would fall over.
And now, 8-year-old Andy from Xishong Elementary School in Taipei tells us how a TV show host helped some very special birds.
Hello everyone, I'm Andy. I think it is funny that the American host John Oliver advertises for Putaki-taki on the board of bus station because he affected the other country's election.
If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode.
We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.